This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today across the United States and around the world. And on our second hour, we have quite a variation of guests. One of the advisors in the White House to President Trump is David Bossie. He has penned a book called Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. David will be here to talk about that. Only one of two ladies that ever escaped being murdered by Ted Bundy after an attack on them is here to talk about the night that it happened and her experiences. It's fascinating. Kathy Kleiner will be joining us. Members of the Duggars family from the TV show Counting on TLC will talk about their new season. And then we're going to go in the sunshine and enjoying the nice weather in March with Kaylee Edwards. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I have in front of me a book, Trump's Enemies, How Deep State is Undermining the President. Joining us right now is David Bossie. Hi, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
He has served as the president of the Citizens United since 2001, a Fox News contributor, and in August of 2016 served as deputy campaign manager for Donald Trump for president, and then a deputy executive director for the presidential transition team. And this book is done very, very well, but I have to be honest with you. I don't know how you and Corey are able to keep such current events between these covers when the tide is turning so quickly day by day, hour by hour.
Yeah, it's a challenge every day to write a book that's going to be, you know, still interesting and relevant when it comes out. It's a constant battle, but, you know, we get a chance to spend a lot of time with the president. We get a chance to visit with him. We see him. We talk to him a lot. We travel with him a lot. So we get a unique perspective on things, and we kind of have a, you know, our own little crystal ball. We try to figure out where things are headed. So we're always cognizant of the fact that, you know, this president under siege, and the vast left-wing conspiracy that's out to get him is never going to stop.
David, is this probably the first president in American history never to have a honeymoon period after being elected?
Yeah. It's a great question. I mean, he's never had, even from the moment he won, he's always been under siege. And then we learned during the transition, you know, that he was under investigation even during the campaign. So it's crazy to think about these people who use the power of their badges and the FBI to undermine his candidacy, to actually work to try to defeat him from being elected.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite astonishing, and I hope it is never happens again. That is something that is remarkable. It should frighten every American. And one of the reasons to educate all the Americans out there today about what happened is so it does not happen again.
You talk about the president being sabotaged within his own administration. He has the same problems within the House as he has outside the House. You even tell a story how the White House aides didn't want you to have a face-to-face meeting because they were afraid that they could not control Trump as many of the staff wanted to do, which to me would be a very difficult thing even to try to think that they could do that.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, Washington staffs, their power is in their ability to keep a president boxed in. So they only allow the information flow that they want, they choose. And this president's a very unorthodox guy. He likes to talk to a lot of people. He likes to get ideas from a lot of people. He's a businessman, and he runs the presidency like a business. He runs the government like a business. He wants to learn as much as he can, and then he makes a decision, and he moves on. Washington's not used to that. And so you have the gatekeepers at the White House who look at guys like us, and they feel threatened by it, to be quite honest. They look at us, and they say, oh, you know, they bring out the worst in the president, and our position is that we bring out the best in the president, that he has the best political instincts of anybody we've ever worked with. He understands what got him elected. He says what he means, and he means what he says. He's not an average politician. He is, as I said, a businessman who is the president of the United States, and he's running it as such.
Well, I think probably, David, the biggest point there is the fact that we needed a business person in government because, as I've always said, in order to really know what's going on in the world, you've had to at least make one payroll in your life to know what it's like on a Friday afternoon to do that. He's done that several times. Now you take people like John Kelly, who has not been in that environment, believes, as you state in the book, that the president should be caged. And I don't think that the people around him realize that this is his nature because he is a businessman. Now, you know, we talk about the tweeting issue. The positive part is he takes the message right to the people. The negative, I think sometimes, David, is the tone.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's what people say to us across the country is they wish he had a different style, they have a different tone. And today I get a phone call from a network White House correspondent, well, somebody, every American knows who it is, called me today and was like, oh, the president's so restrained this week. Look at what he's doing with the Bush. You know, he invited the Bushes over to Blair House, and that's who he is. I mean, the president is somebody who, you know, during the campaign is a fighter, and he's going to fight you, but he's able to put it behind him. So if you look at the example of Lindsey Graham and the president,
yeah.
Their relationship was very contentious during the primaries. Lindsey Graham was running for president, you know, and he got into a lot of scuffles, and the president even gave out his cell phone number once. It was a very famous time. He gave out his cell phone number, and Lindsey Graham made a videotape of himself destroying his cell phone like 100 different ways. It was very funny. He put it in a blender. He had it run over by a car. He threw it out a window. And Lindsey Graham used some humor. But after Donald Trump got elected 2 years ago, Lindsey Graham's been a tremendous asset to this president.
Yeah.
The two of them have developed an incredible relationship. They play golf about once a month together because they have formed a relationship and a friendship based on being adversaries. It's a stronger one. You look at some of the great leaders in history, they put together some of their opponents together around them because they know they're going to make them better leaders. And so this president will work with anybody if they will work with him. And that's just been true his whole life.
You mentioned in the book, the United States is not a democracy, but rather a democratic republic. What do you mean by that, David?
You know, look, our founders developed this country 200 plus years ago. We have a system here in this country. And the way this president, his fight with Congress, we have a representative democracy, and that is that, you know, we get members of Congress by population base. Each state has their own allotted number of congressmen based on their population, and we have two senators per state, no matter how big your state is or small your state is, no matter how big or small it is from a population standpoint. And that's the thing about, you know, what the Democrats do. They don't like the system, so they want to change it. So they don't like that we put the Supreme Court in. Maybe they say, oh, well, maybe we change the number on the Supreme Court. They don't like that Wyoming has as many senators as California, so let's change the way we do that. They don't like the Electoral College because they lost. Let's change the Electoral College. We have a system in place that's been very successful for this country because we grab a hold of it and hold it and cherish it. We don't just change with the wind, because if we did that, Antifa and, you know, the Black Lives Matter crowd would be running roughshod over us because we would be changing our tune every single day.
Right.
We wouldn't have a country. Look, this president is a principled conservative who is somebody who, you know, got elected, as I said, because he put forth an America First agenda that 60-plus million Americans chose and voted for him. We look at the people around him. We look at members of Congress in both parties. In our own party, you look. I look at Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and John Kasich, you know, and people like that who have fought this president every step of the way. No matter how good of a job he's doing, they can't see anything good in it. And it's all because of his style. They don't like his brash. He says what he means and means what he says. He thinks these types of people think that all politicians should just fall into line. Get in line with the Washington swamp, the way it works here, and that they should do things that presidents should just acquiesce to the powers that be, meaning the establishment on both parties. And that's just not how this guy is made. It's not how he's has been, and it's not how he's going to be the next.
He gets a lot of attacks for how he profiles the American media, and he's right. I mean, they are out of control. But, you know,
right.
One of the most beloved presidents in our history, Abraham Lincoln, jailed negative press reporters. So this is not something that is new to the American scene, and certainly by a president who has been revered for 150 years.
That's right. Look, in our book, we did a 45-minute wide-ranging interview with the president. The first time he'd done an interview for a book in his presidency. So we were very honored to have it. And in that, we asked him what his greatest accomplishment is. And his greatest accomplishment, he believes, is to educate the American people on the fake news media, that 90% of the coverage is negative, and vast majority of it is just fake, that they want to create their own narratives. They use facts and figures based on the narrative that they believe and want to spread. And then they all do it in coordination, I mean, the media. And I agree with him. I think that he has done a great service to upend the mainstream media in this country. It doesn't mean we don't respect it. It doesn't mean that we don't have a free and open press. We do. And he doesn't care if he gets a negative story. He just wants to be an accurate story.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, David, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a horrendous schedule, but I invite you to come back and join us again because there are so many questions, and the book is fantastic. Corey Lewandowski and David Bossi, who have penned the book called Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the President. You've got to get this. It includes, as David said, an exclusive interview with President Trump. David, would you come back and join us again? This is fascinating.
Would love to. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, and good luck with the book.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, and there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. We're going to be talking not about a book, not about a new record, television show, or a movie. We're going to be talking about somebody's life who was so affected by something that happened that it's amazing that she is so together today, and we're glad that she is. She is one of two women who survived a brutal attack by the bizarre, the crazy, the insane Ted Bundy back in January 1978. She tells her story. Joining us right now is Kathy Kleiner. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Kathy, I read some of the things that have happened to you over the years with a sickly childhood and a cancer survivor, but you tell a story that happened to you when you were in college in your sorority house that I don't know if anybody listening to our voices right now could have sustained a normal life afterwards. Could you just go into it a little bit? Because you were one, as I mentioned in the introduction, of two women who survived a brutal attack by this terrible monster, Ted Bundy.
On the early mornings of January 1978, I was asleep in our room in Chi Omega sorority house. We had a small room, was the size of a dormitory room. There were two twin beds against the side of the room, parallel against the walls. Around, I'm not sure what time it was really early in the morning. I was sleeping in my bed, and I was sleeping on my left side. I heard the front, our bedroom door open, and as it did, it woke me up a little bit, but after that, I heard a louder noise. In between our twin beds, we had a small chest, like a footlocker, which was about 3 foot tall, and 3 feet between that and each side of the beds. When I saw someone come in the door and trip over the footlocker, it woke me up to a point where I could see the silhouette of someone who was standing in front of me. I saw it was all dark. Our room was dark. However, our curtains were open. We faced the back of the house toward the back parking lot. I saw a bit of him, but being so dark, all I could see was him raising his hand up over his head, and it looked like he had something in his hand, a log or something. I couldn't tell. He struck me with such force at that time that he shattered my jaw. I almost bit my tongue off, and he slit my cheek open so that it flapped over toward my ear.
Oh, my God.
He was attacking me when my roommate, Karen, started to stir and wake up on her side of the room. He left me at that point and turned around just a couple feet and attacked Karen with the same piece of rod or oak wood, actually, that he had picked up from outside the sorority house. While he was attacking her, I was in my side of the bed moaning at this point. I actually thought I was screaming and asking for help and yelling, but all I was doing was making a gurgling sound. And that just was very frustrating. When he came back to my side of the bed to hit me again, someone was coming in the back parking lot, a car, which shone up into our room and illuminated it so bright that even with my eyes closed, I could see the bright light. And I think at that point that this person was spooked, thinking either I saw him or whomever was in the car saw him. He ran out of our room and left the sorority house. Now the attacks had stopped, and then my room turned dark again.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you had just come, you were 20 years old at this time, I might want to add. Now, you had just come back from a wedding. Now, here's the irony. You get to the emergency room, and you're lying on the gurney, and you're, you know, not with it, obviously. And the first person you see that even gives you some consolation of your injuries and what you've gone through is the doctor who, ironically, was the bride at the wedding that you went to that afternoon.
Yes, that's very true. I remember when I was on the gurney, when I was leaving the sorority house, I was laying there looking up, and I saw all these heads looking down at me. There were so many of them that I didn't know who it was. It was like four or five heads looking at me. As they brought me out of the sorority room house, I remember seeing bright lights, like yellow for the fire truck and red and blue. I lay there, and people were looking at me, and as they were taking me into the ambulance, it seemed like it was almost like a carnival atmosphere, because that's where my mind went, because of not knowing. I put something in my head that I understood. When I did get to Tallahassee Memorial Hospital, I laid on the gurney, and again, all these people were looking at me, and one I did see was my friend Sally, who had just gotten married the day before. And that became comforting to me. I was scared all the time until then, and then I could relax a little bit because I knew she was there and she was going to take care of me.
I think it's important to note here that the other girl that was in the room with you at the time, your roommate, they have not talked about this publicly. You have. You have talked about this. You have, I guess, turned the page after you even watched the murder of Ted Bundy. You were at the age of 32 at the time. Have you ever desired to do what so many people have done before you but didn't go through the experience that you went through, and that is write a book, do a movie, something of that nature? You've never done that. You've just spoke out on your own personal thing with no ancillary products that you wanted to go out and do. You didn't want to tell your story, but not necessarily in a public forum, right?
That is correct, and I have always been a person that has talked about the attack. Mm-hmm. No one had ever contacted me, not the press nor journalists or anything during those years, and I would have talked to anyone that talked to me, but a lot of people feel that people that were attacked, would they want to be left alone, mm-hmm. that they don't want anyone to know who they are or were. Mm-hmm. And I found that was not healthy for me to react that way. So I reached out to my family and to whoever I could talk to and tell my story, because I found that was the way I healed, by telling what happened to me to the point where I could talk about it without it destroying me and making me feel it was going on again.
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating story, one I wish that you didn't have to tell or that you didn't experience. And Kathy, anytime you want to come back and chat some more, please do it. And I want to congratulate you on the strength that you have.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to appreciate you calling me and asking me to be on.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and I hope that we never have to experience, although it probably will never happen, what you had to go through in those very terrible days. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Do good today.
Thank you, dear. What a lady. Kathy Kleiner is our guest, one of two women who survived a brutal attack by the monster of Ted Bundy and lives to talk about it. An unbelievable story from a real tough lady. And there's more to come with Ron Segee today.
Hey, everybody. everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At a conservative conference just outside Washington, D.C.
North Korea has an incredible, brilliant economic future if they make a deal. But they don't have any economic future if they have nuclear weapons. It's really a bad thing for them. So we'll see how it all goes, but I think it's going well.
President Trump spent more than 2 hours on stage at CPAC accusing Democrats of staging a socialist nightmare. The president also said he'll sign an executive order requiring colleges to support free speech if they want federal funds. Attorneys for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, are urging a judge for less time than the 19 to 24 years recommended under sentencing guidelines. He was convicted of 8 counts of fraud last year. Manafort will be sentenced on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
on the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi today. Well, we are going to reminisce about the first generation and then digress over to the new generation. What we're talking about is the TLC's Counting On, which is season number 4, now airing on TLC, and it airs on Monday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. And, you know, everybody remembers the Duggar family from the hit series 19 Kids and Counting. Well, they've got a new generation, and joining us right now from that new generation is Ginger and Jeremy, and also we have a special guest that we're going to bring on later on. Hi, Ginger. Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Hey.
And congratulations on this new season, number 4.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Boy, I tell you, this is a legacy that goes on and on and on. A lot of things happening this season. I'm happy to say that it is the 4th season with 7 one-hour episodes, and the 2-hour episode, which is the final of the 7, is The Wedding Affair. When's that going to be airing, guys?
Yeah, so that should be coming up in about 4 weeks,
right.
That big one.
So tell us what's new for season number 4, okay? Because we all remember the original episodes, which, as I mentioned in the introduction, 19 Kids and Counting. Now, what's happening with the rebirth of season 4 and Another Generation?
Yeah, so it's we're counting on. As the original show obviously was built around Mr. and Mrs. Duggar and their children, and now their children are having children, and so my wife Ginger and I, we just welcomed into the world our little daughter Felicity, and so in this new season you'll be able to track along with Felicity's entrance into this world. But as you mentioned, there are other big events going on. John and Abby, their big wedding will be the finale. But let me just say, point this out as well. Josiah and Lauren, they share with viewers on the show probably the hardest trial they've ever walked through in their life, and may ever walk through in their life. A very personal, difficult trial, but they wanted to share it with the viewers, knowing that many of the viewers will experience the same kind of difficulties. And so there's a lot going on this season for people to tune into.
Now you got me really wondering here. Can you give us a hint what this trial was? I mean, I don't want you to, you know, spill all the beans, but just tease us a little bit here.
Yeah, well, I think they were very hopeful and very excited about a new addition in their lives.
Okay.
But the Lord... Had different plans.
What is it like for all of you to be in front of the cameras? And, you know, it's tough enough raising a new family. It's tough enough raising a family, you know. I mean, with 19 and counting with the original series, what is it like to have the cameras with you so much? I mean, are you able to function as if they weren't there, or do they become like a part of the furniture after a while?
Well, for us, for me personally, I grew up with the cameras around a lot, and it wasn't every day. People think, oh, reality must have been every day. But we had 3 to 4 days a week. They would be there, but it would be for a few hours a day, and they would just follow whatever we were doing that day. So it didn't interfere. And also, the crew, they're like family, and so we miss them when they're gone.
That's
and a lot of the same crew, they've been there from day one, and so that's been amazing, just being able to develop those relationships, and it's very natural, and it doesn't interfere with everyday life.
You are the 6th of 19 children, Ginger, okay, and the 4th oldest daughter. How did this whole thing come to fruition? Did somebody come to you? Did your family have an idea for this? How did this whole thing happen?
Well, it started out that someone saw an article about my family in Parents Magazine, and one of the people from the network, and so they contacted my parents after that and asked if they could do a one-hour documentary. And so they did that, and it had great ratings. And so they just asked if they could come back and do another 1 hour. And so they started out doing that. That was back when my mom had 14 kids. And so then from there, they just started a series.
I think it's an incentive to a lot of people that have empathy with a show like this, not because they have 19 children, but because of the fact that they, and I have somebody in my family that goes along these guidelines, is that Well, you know, I got two children. You can't believe how stressful this is. You know, you can't believe it. And then they see a family like yours and they say, well, you know what? Maybe I don't have it so bad, because not having 19 kids is bad, but let's face it, it's a challenge, right?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think the viewers really appreciate being able to see the dynamics of a large family, and there really is a lot of love, and growing up in that household, so much love in that family. And so I think that's what viewers want to see, is how can it work and not be too crazy.
Right.
There's a lot of excitement for sure, but just the relationships are pretty close, and so I think that's what the viewers just love seeing.
I mentioned in the introduction a special guest, Ginger, your mother-in-law is there, Jeremy's mother, Diana. Hi, Diana. How are you? Welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Diana, the reason I am very enthused to talk to you is an organization called SWAN. And this is an organization that really believes in my philosophy about music. You are a violinist, performed with the Concerto Soloist of Philadelphia, the Philly Pops Orchestra, the Canton Symphony. You teach violin. Tell us about SWAN. Very important.
Well, thanks for asking. SWAN stands for Scaling Walls, A Note at a Time. We're a nonprofit organization and support group for children in particular who are affected by parental incarceration. We provide free music lessons, ensemble training, performance opportunities, and mentoring for the children. And with incarceration, with parental incarceration, comes some pretty big problems. Probably most of our viewers don't realize that more than 5 million children in the United States, that's 1 in 14 children, have had a parent in state or federal prison at some point in their lives. And when a parent goes to prison, their children suffer physically, mentally, emotionally. They may experience the trauma of separation and abandonment, as well as homelessness and continued or deepening poverty. And these problems often result in behavioral issues and substandard academic performance. So, why music as a solution? This is a very serious problem, but why music? Well, research underscores music as being one of the finest disciplines to help children succeed. Music helps children scholastically. It helps improve focus. It sharpens their reasoning skills. It raises IQ levels. It also helps children socially. As they perform, they learn how to present themselves. They learn to listen to one another in ensembles and work together. And it helps them express their emotions. It also helps them physically. I mean, let's face it, music helps all of us to relax or enjoy.
See, I'm a firm believer in that, Diana. I think music is the common denominator, and when they start taking music out of schools, to me, that is blasphemy. I support you 100%. Where can we go to learn more about SWAN, Diana?
Well, please visit us at swanforkids.org and partner with SWAN. Look at what we're doing. The impact we're having is tremendous. You know, we have some children that within months of studying in SWAN, they are on stages that they would have never believed possible. We've had children sing the national anthem solo at their local baseball stadiums or minor league baseball stadiums. We've had them on stages of 2,500 people watching them. One of our children within months of studying was on stage with Dr. Ben Carson.
Wow.
We've had them on all different stages, and it impacts them for life. Their circumstances do not have to define who they are.
Well, you keep up the great work, and if you need somebody to throw their hat in the ring, you can count on me. And speaking about counting, what a segue. Counting on Monday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on TLC. I want to thank Diana to talk about SWAN, and Ginger and Jeremy, thank you so much. Congratulations on this fourth season, okay?
Thank you so much.
And good luck. Okay, I tell you to break a leg, but you got enough with raising all that big family, so don't do that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Diana. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks, Ginger.
Thank you.
Wow, what a family. And good organization, too, SWAN. As I mentioned, check it out on swan.com. Also, again, counting on the follow-up to the very successful show, which was called 19 Kids and Counting. Counting On airs Monday nights at 9 Eastern and Pacific Time on TLC. The saga continues with the Duggar family. And what a saga it is, too. Don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. When you get there on our homepage, there is an icon that says Listen Live. If you hit it, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come all across the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, we have a special guest with us today. He's going to be talking about a very special neck of the woods for me, where we originate our show. She's joining us from the Travel Channel. She's a host there, travel expert. She's had some shows on that channel that we'll be chatting about, along with some other things when we bring on our guest, Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's good. Boy, amazing. That's even better than better, you know?
Indeed.
Now, we want to talk about the fact that, you know, as we mentioned in the introduction, you do a lot of stuff with the Travel Channel, including the show called Mysterious Islands, which I think is a great show. But let's talk about staying away from cold weather for a little while and going places where it's nice and warm. And behold, I sit in the middle of Central Florida, where we've originated this talk show for the past 28 years, in Orlando, Florida. That really puts the pressure on you, right? Tell us about some warm spots where we can go to, Kelly.
Absolutely. Well, if you're in the cold and you're listening to this, it's always great to head south, and Florida is a great escape for this, a place that I personally like to spend in the winter, where the average temperature is 73 degrees year-round. There's 825 miles of beaches, and as we know, winter brings reduced sunlight, and Florida is the sunshine state, so it's an instant mood booster.
You know, it's funny. I come from a city. I'm not going to mention the city because I don't want to tick them off, okay? But I come from a city that somebody once said their doctor said they should go to because it has the least sunlight of any city in the United States, and it's up in Pennsylvania, okay? So now I come down to a city that has a ton, a state, in fact, of sunlight, and boy, your attitude sure changes.
It does. That has to do with serotonin. When you have reduced sunlight, it takes down that serotonin. So when you get the sunlight, it increases that, which makes you happier. So sunshine is a natural remedy. Like I said, instant mood booster. I mean, I can just feel it on my arms, and it just makes me smile and makes me want to go explore more.
So tell us some of the places that you like when you go to Florida during the winter. You can go during the summer, too, but you really need the break now.
Sure. As much as I love a good adventure, I also love taking in the arts and culture scene. And St. Pete and Clearwater is great for this because they have lots of museums, such as the Dolly Museum and the Chihuly Museum. If you love street art or murals, head to Central Avenue, where they have mural after mural, and you can take amazing photos for Instagram if that's your thing. Also in Sarasota, a great museum to visit is the Ringling Museum of Art, which pays homage to America's famous family behind the circus.
I got to tell you something, and go to the home, too, of Mr. Ringling. That is unbelievable. I mean, you wonder how he accomplished having all that stone and stuff brought in from Italy. It's phenomenal. It's right next door to the art museum.
I like a person who imports things to their home. I'm waiting to make sure that I make enough money because I've got a couple places I'm dragging some stuff into.
Oh, yeah, me too. Now, you talk about beaches, great beaches here in the state.
Yes, I'm a beach connoisseur. I travel and explore islands for a living, so I think I may know a thing or two about this. Siesta Key in Sarasota is gorgeous. It's nestled in the Gulf of Mexico, where the waters are clear and turquoise and blue. The beaches are sandy and sugary, and there's lots of activities like water sports, snorkeling, and beach volleyball. If you want a different type of adventure, I say head to Bradenton, where you can do horse surfing, which is riding a horse in the water. Very cool to do. Also, if you want to channel the inner big kid in you and look for seashells, why not head to Sanibel in Captiva Island, which is the best shelling place in all of North America.
Just talked to somebody the other day that said that they were going to go to Sanibel and look for seashells. It's amazing. I guess that's known nationwide.
Indeed, indeed.
You know, I look down some of the things you've done. A lot of people say, well, what kind of experience does your guest have? Well, I'll tell you, a ton of them. She's been to more than 50 countries, and she went dog sledding in Alaska. She piloted an aircraft in the Aleutian Chain. I think you and I talked about this one before. A very close, life-threatening challenge on a shipwreck dive in the Red Sea, did you not?
Was exploring a wreck dive in Eilat, Israel, and I ran out of air down there. So, one thing as a diver you do not do is panic and shoot straight to the top. So I had to hold my breath, look for my dive master, and I pretty much took her secondary air source and put it in because I was definitely running out of air. But that just let me know to always triple check your gear, make sure that you're well prepared before you immerse yourself in the great ocean.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, you also are a licensed pilot, so you go to places that really is off the record, if you will, off the charts, literally, where there's no air traffic control tower or nothing. You just go in and start having fun, right?
Absolutely. Like you mentioned earlier, I flew in the Aleutian Chain in Alaska, and I spent time in Nikolsky. There is no runway. It's a dirt, gravel, paved runway, and if you make one move, wrong move while landing, you can flip the whole airplane. But I am what I call, I'm a cowgirl. I like a wild adventure, and so the more challenging the runway, the more likely I'm looking it up and trying to figure out how to get there.
Wow, unbelievable. Now, we talked about some of the places that, like the beaches and the different places, the museums and everything else. Now, I think everybody realizes that there are 9 million amusement parks in Florida. And, of course, in Orlando, there's, the huge ones. But a lot of people think, boy, it's expensive to do this. You could visit this state very inexpensively, can you not?
Absolutely. I say if you're looking for an amusement park, why not head to Tampa Bay where you can get the City Pass? They have Busch Gardens. They have the Florida Aquarium and other attractions for one great price. Also, if you're a family or you have a large group and you're looking for a vacation home away from home, why not head to Anna Maria Island to do exactly that? Find a nice, comfortable, warm place for you and your loved ones. And if you're a hotel person, head to Naples and go to the Bayfront Inn. They are having an amazing winter special right now. 20% off their rates, which starts off at $169 per night. If you want to go back to Captiva Island, stay at the South Sea Resort, where if you want to stay 3 nights or more, you can get a $50 per day resort credit, as well as a $250 coupon book.
And it's not expensive to fly here, is it?
No. I feel like there's plenty of places where you can get a great deal. I mean, I always go to Skyscanner, Kayak, Hopper, Momoto. There's a way to get down there. If not, hop in the car and take a nice road trip.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because that's one of the few states. I think California falls into this category, too, where if you go at the bottom of the state and you go to the top of the state, the environment here in the state of Florida changes drastically. You go from a very, tropical thing to almost like a northern state in the panhandle.
Absolutely.
Where can we go for more information on this, Kelly?
Sure. Go to visitflorida.com. They have two great vacation planning tools, such as the Attractions Finder and the Beach Finder.
Now, when's the next time you're going to come down here? That's the big question.
I like fun and sun, and the Sunshine State offers all of that.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's no doubt. You're going to fly yourself, or you're going to take commercial?
One thing I love about Florida is there are so many pilots there, and that's my kind of people. So I'm just going to go down there, find another pilot, and we're going to take to the sky.
Oh, that's great. We'll have a sensational time. And where can we go for more information again?
Visit Florida.com. They have great tools there, tell you all about all the places I just named, plus more.
Okay, Kelly, thanks for joining us. Happy travels.
Thank you.
Okay, Kelly Edwards has been our guest, Travel Channel host, travel expert, telling you what to do for a summer break with all the bad weather across the country. Come to Florida. We love you down here. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include Howie Mandel, actress Mary McCormick, comedian Jeff Allen, and Olympic legend Mark Spitz. Also want to thank David Bossy, talking about his book Trump's Enemies, Kathy Kleiner, one of only two women to ever survive an attack from Ted Bundy. Fascinating story. Members of the Duggars family on TLC's Counting On, and Kaylee Edwards. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.